on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. Tonight's game is brought to you by Deary Brothers Automotive in West Burlington and Brad Deary Honda in West Burlington. Other major sponsors include Great River Health, John Korshkin State Farm Insurance, and Reed's Landscapes and Terp Inc. Tonight's game is also brought to you by Reinschmidt's Flooring America, Pizza Ranch, the Pilot Grove Savings Bank, Courtesy Door, Bob Dodd's Insurance, the Danville State Savings Bank, Ritter's Garden Center and Landscaping, and Standard of Beaverdale. Now, with tonight's game, here's Casey Fleming.
Welcome inside the powerhouse in Cedar Rapids, where two teams from 18 miles apart play for the state championship semifinal 1A volleyball. It's Holy Trinity, the Crusaders, and the Notre Dame Nikes playing to go to the championship game tomorrow night at 7 o'clock against the winner of the other bracket, which features North Tama, who is a 7 seed, won in an upset last night, knocking off Galen Catholic 3-2, and Springville, who advanced past Gladbrook. Man, I struggled with that team's name last year, too. Gladbrook Rhinebeck. Springville won 3-1 last night, so it's North Tama and Springville doing battle in the far court. Right in front of us, it's Burlington, Notre Dame, and Holy Trinity. It's the Highway 61 showdown. Two teams out of the Southeast Iowa Super Conference in the Final Four here in Cedar Rapids. The winner goes to the state championship game. The loser gets out the basketball shoes and prepares for the next season. I'm joined by Chin Nguyen from the Iowa Rockets, and I'm Casey Fleming live in Cedar Rapids with Iowa High School Championship Volleyball on KBUR, and we should be in for a fantastic match tonight, Chin.
We are going to be in for a dandy tonight. Throw the records out of the book. This is a rivalry. They're going to go fight pretty hard here tonight.
You know, we could talk about all the statistics and the history and the records. The basics of it, Notre Dame comes in number one, defending state champion. They swept Holy Trinity both times. They played early this year, 2-0 at SEC in the Southeast Iowa Super Conference shootout, and then 3-0 in the regular season. But the Holy Trinity comes in a record of 33-10, number five in the state. And, by the way, Melissa Friesmeier is only one of four coaches in the state of Iowa history with more than 1,000 wins. The other three up here at the state tournament this week as well. Coach Friesmeier knows a little bit about winning state tournament volleyball games, and Holy Trinity will be ready tonight for the Nikes. So even though Notre Dame kind of ran the regular season matches, again, to your point, you throw that out, it's tournament volleyball. They both know each other well.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't think we're going to see anything special or different. It's just going to be who can put together the best three sets tonight.
I think it's who wants it more, and I think it's very difficult to beat a team three times in a row. Three times in a row in a season is very difficult. So we'll see what happens here.
And last night, Holy Trinity really did battle with a team that they had lost to nine times in a row. That was Janesville. Janesville, a perennial power, and they're up here at state about every year. Like Holy Trinity. Holy Trinity's been here 14 of the last 17 years. So, again, Coach Friesmeier and the Crusaders know all about the bright lights, the loud noise, the two games going on at once. So does Janesville. And Janesville's always had Holy Trinity's number when they met. But last night, the Crusaders hung in there and they got the better of them in five sets. It was really back and forth. I couldn't stay for all of them, watched the first couple sets, but that was pretty incredibly competitive. I assume you stuck around and watched some of it.
Yes, I did. It's pretty intense. I tell you, Holy Trinity, they know how to win. They're competitors. They don't back down. No matter all the odds against them, they'll keep fighting.
And also on the Holy Trinity sideline is former All-Stater, All-American, NCAA Final Four MVP, Michaela Fecky, that is now at least semi-retired from volleyball after a great career at Nebraska and a bit of a professional and Olympic-type career. But she knows a little bit about winning as well. But as far as wins this year, it's been Notre Dame. Again, they have beat Holy Trinity in all five sets that they have competed with. But you kind of forget about that with, the bright lights of the state stage on them tonight. So it's Notre Dame and Holy Trinity. There's a number of side stories that go into tonight's competition. But most notably, we got a set of cousins going head-to-head. So we'll talk more about those Cousins and have more pregame back in 1 minute with more State High School Volleyball on Fox Sports, 104.5 and 1360 AM, and News Radio 99.3, 1490, and KBUR.com.
Deary Brothers Tire Center is smashing all sales records. And Brad Deary says, let's keep it rolling. Why is everyone buying tires at Deary Brothers? Easy. Our price match guarantee assures you the lowest price on every tire, every time. We've even beaten Amazon and other online tire discounters with these great extras. Free 1 year road hazard coverage. Free lifetime tire rotations. Free car wash and vacuum with tires or any service.
Does Jeff Bezos wash your car? Hell no, but Brad Deary does.
Free! Brad Deary says, let's keep it rolling. We say yes to more rebates than any other tire store with our exclusive GM tire rebate match and all available manufacturer rebates up to $200 on all major brands of tires. Deary Brothers Tire and Service Center. We've invested millions of dollars in special equipment and training, and we're open 6 days a week, including Saturdays till 1 p.m. Deary Brothers Tire and Service Center, Gear Avenue, West Burlington.
Welcome back to the Alliant Energy Powerhouse. Casey Fleming and Chin Nguyen courtside for the 1A semifinal in girls high school volleyball in the state of Iowa. It's the Burlington Notre Dame Nikes, the defending champion, the top-ranked Nikes, who have not lost a match to a 1A opponent this year yet against, well, what you call their arch rival, Holy Trinity Catholic, just down the road from us. They're about 18, 20 miles apart. The girls all know each other. Some of them play together in different settings in the off season. Some of them even celebrate holidays together, Chin.
Yes.
One of Notre Dame's leading players, Gabby Deary, who had 28 kills last night, junior, has two cousins that play for Holy Trinity that are their leaders. Matter of fact, the players of the game, the Casey's players of the game, not me, Casey, not K.C., but Casey like the general store. The Casey's players of the game last night for the Nikes were Gabby Deary, and for the Crusaders, Cassie Randolph, her cousin, her first cousin. Cassie and Natalie Randolph are sisters. Cassie's the senior. Natalie's the sophomore, and right sandwich in between is Gabby. She's a junior. They've been raised together. They vacation together, holidays together. Their mothers, Jeannie and Jan, are sisters. Both of their dad's names are Brad. I don't know how many more similarities we can have between the Randolph girls and Gabby Deary for Notre Dame. So a little bit of a family grudge match at play. Some Thanksgiving Day bragging rights, if you will.
For the rest of their lives.
Yeah,
huh?
for these girls. True to that point, because this will be the last time that Cassie will have a chance to play against her cousin at the high school level, as Cassie is a graduating senior. Although, they'll see each other on the basketball court later this season as well. So we're just about ready for starting lineups, and what we're billing is the Highway 61 Showdown. Just two teams a few miles apart from the Southeast Iowa Super Conference slugging it out to see who's going to go to the state championship match. That match will be tomorrow night at 7 o'clock right here in Cedar Rapids, downtown Cedar Rapids, the former five-season center now known as the Alliant Energy Powerhouse. And when you start to look at some of the statistics, Randolph, Box, and Subcheck are names we're going to hear quite a bit, as well as Ben Loggy. They were the ones that played big last night. I know Brooke Mueller played big last night with a number of kills. She had 14 kills, I believe, last night to lead Holy Trinity. But really, I think those two Randolph girls are, and then Kayla Box. Kayla Box stepped up and had a ton of blocks last night, too. So those are the names you hear a lot for Holy Trinity. Very well coached, and they play great defense.
Yes, they do. Very sound fundamentals. That's what you'll expect to see at HTC.
And, you know, if there's a weakness to Notre Dame, normally we wouldn't say this, but based on what we saw last night, it was their defense. They left a lot of holes in the back row, and I talked to Coach Mike Davis before the match tonight, and he's like, we know what we didn't do. We know what we need to do. And we don't really need to make a bunch of adjustments. We just need to be who we are. So I don't think we're going to see any huge changes. We're not going to see any different rotations. I think they just need to be a little bit more aware in that back row.
Yes, and serve-receive. That's where they struggled a little bit last night with serve-receive. So I'm pretty sure HTC is going to attack their serve-receive. So hopefully Notre Dame steps up.
Because we got to be able to play in-system, right?
Yes, that's exactly right.
So when you hear us say in-system, right, so explain that. I think I could explain it. I don't want to butcher it.
is when the pass is to the center, and it's an easy set. Center takes it out to the, whoever the hitter is, and they put it down. Staying in system. It's when the pass is way off the center has to chase it down. That's when you're going to run into problems.
So pass or serve receive pass.
Yep.
Good set right to one of your hitters is in system. And Notre Dame got out of system quite a bit last night. We'll see if they pass a little bit better and get it back in system here as the match starts. We're just about ready for the first serve. We'll take one more 30-second break and be back with semifinal volleyball right here on Fox Sports 104.5 at 1360 AM and News Radio 99.3, 1490 and KBUR.com. Back in 30.
Agriculture and business ventures can be stressful. I would like to help relieve some of that stress. I'm Max Mercer with Danville State Savings Bank. I invite you to become part of the Danville Bank family, where we give you the time and respect that you deserve. When you're ready, so are we.
Just one more way the team at Danville State Savings Bank goes the extra mile. They believe that local business people and farmers like you are the backbone of the community.
Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, these starters are being announced, and tonight it's the Notre Dame faithful in a, I don't know if you'd call it a gray out, but they are yeah. all in their gray, and they're ready to go. I see a bunch of the other athletes up there. I see Reagan Engberg, who just signed with St. Ambrose to play softball. I see big Tyler Birch up there, who just got done doing battle out on the gridiron for the West Burlington Notre Dame football team. Cole Ward, whole slew of the Nike kids up there, and a bunch of fans as well. They had some state volleyball shirts made, and the fans kind of in a turquoise looking state volleyball t-shirt for all your Notre Dame fans. We got a host full of dignitaries in the house as usual, led by Grandpa Delbert, who was featured last night as our featured fan, if you will, for Notre Dame, and they got a $250 scholarship from the Iowa Girls State Athletic Union as they appreciated Delbert Stevens and all of the Notre Dame faithful. On the other side of the gym, it's your Holy Trinity faithful. A lot of these folks, relatives, friends, work together. It really is a unique matchup here at the state semifinal. The Holy Trinity kids in neon, yellow, orange, and pink tonight, so it's a neon bomb from Holy Trinity, and we've got the gray out by the Nikes fans, so they'll be loud. The kids are ready too, Chen.
I believe it's called Grout, the gray outfit.
Going with Grout, okay. Okay, I like it. I like it. Just scanning the crowd to see if all my third grade basketballers and daughter Rowan have made it in here yet. They all think they're going to be ready to play in the state volleyball tournament in about 8 or 9 years, and I sure hope they do. In the meantime, it is state semifinal volleyball. The Highway 61 showdown. Number 5, Holy Trinity, 33-10. Their 14th trip to the state tournament in the last 17 years, taking on top-ranked and defending state champion Burlington Notre Dame. Let's go.
We're in for a treat tonight, folks.
Notre Dame is right in front of us. Coach Mike Davis and Susan Reed. Coach Megan Stevens, Coach Julie Belger, Katie Stevens right in front of us, the injured Nike that did get one serve in last night for the win. And to get things underway, it's Cassie Randolph, the senior for Holy Trinity. Let's play volleyball.
Nice pass by
the ball. Boom, oh. Come out. In system,
in
Jen.
In system, perfect.
Parkins, Bentz, Deary, good night.
As easy as that, 1-2-3.
So 1-0 in set one. But oh, what a long road these three sets are as Bent sends a serve back to Mueller. Randolph to Randolph. Tips it over. Blocked.
Oh,
and in the net.
That's a lift on Cass. Abby.
Went with the lift. Okay. So we're at 1-1 here in the early going of set one. Mueller on serve. She was great last night. Ooh. And Deary misses the back row pass. Ace for Mueller.
Yeah, Parker should have called her off on that. She was in a better spot. Gabby got a little aggressive on that pass.
She had an ace last night. Now she's got one to go with it as she tips one off the net. Korshkin handles it back over to Bence, and nice, it almost shot. Goes down. Sobchak saves it, and here's Randolph. Back
nice
in play.
Parkins,
Bence, Deary, back row! Oh, they handle it. Cousin to cousin. Cassie Randolph to Natalie Randolph.
Oh.
Blocked in. Down it goes.
Big block by Josie.
Josie Bence.
Abby did a nice job closing off that block there. Nowhere to go on that hitter.
Now serving is Jenna Bence with Deary, Korshkin, and Belger up front. Bence and Parkins in the back row. Here's the set and the hit. Too much by Box as it sails out of play. Box, the daughter of Angie Box, co-worker at Great River Health. She's up in the stands cheering on her daughter. Of course, her sister Emily Box, a fantastic player playing in college now.
Nice
as we
up,
go
Josie.
Back and forth. Here comes Deary. Big hit. Blocked out of bounds. Ball comes right back to us.
Gabby used that block really well there.
Team photographer Amanda Mansheim going to help get the ball back in play. So we're at 4-2 after the block out of play, and here comes Bence with the serve. Deep left.
Nice spot. Coach Reed called that right on. She called for that right back service, and Josie nailed it.
So an ace for Bence as we Notre Dame now leads 5-2 here in the early going.
Coach Reed does a pretty good job at identifying the weak passes over there.
This time they go to the other side. Here comes a big hit by Holy Trinity, defended by the Nikes. Parkins gets it back over. There's Randolph. Sobchak. Randolph.
Nice D.
Bence to Parkins. Back row is Josie Bence. Back and forth we go.
Oh,
blocked by the Nikes.
Block.
Defended by Holy Trinity.
Get it out here to Gabby.
Bence.
Trouble.
Deary just has to tip it over.
Double called on
Get
Gabby.
Get it for a double. Can you not do that as an outside hitter? Or you just
anytime a ball spins like that, when overhand, two-hand overhand set, they're going to call a double contact.
Gabby went up with two hands instead of one. She spun it a bit, so it's a double hit. 5-3, Notre Dame leads Holy Trinity here in the early going. That looked like that could have been a double.
Nope.
That
nice
was
shot.
It. That was terminated.
Oh, that looked like a touch. No call.
Well, now, wait a minute. Deary went up and just destroyed it. We thought it was tipped out of play. Apparently not. 5-4.
So on the first contact, you can have that ball spin if you have overhand set that. It's just that the second contact cannot be that way.
Parkins to Bence in the back row. Puts a nice hit on it. Subcheck to
cover,
Natalie
Parkins.
Randolph. Bence. Bence in the back row just tips it over. Diving save by Bence to her sister. And here's Parkins putting it back in play. Almost out.
Oh, double called.
We got a double called on Holy Trinity. Okay. Now serving for the Nikes, Ava Parkins. She was great on the serve last night,
yes,
Jen.
Yes, she was.
Serves in play.
Oh,
just over the net.
Oh, it's still live. They got, they called it. They called it down.
So the serve drilled into that white tape, IGHSAU logo across the top of the net. Fell down to the turf, to the court.
We like to call that the tape is her friend.
The
net
tape
is her friend.
7-4 Nikes. Big hit by Holy Trinity, but
nice block.
Out of play it goes.
Nice block by Megan Harrell.
Nikes point. That was Mary Kate Benloggy.
Maisie Belger did a good job closing up that block with Megan Harrell.
Parkins on serve, 8-4, Nikes lead. Here comes Natalie Randolph, blocked out of play by her cousin Gabby Deary. Point to Holy Trinity, 8-5, Nikes lead.
The young Natalie's playing with a lot of confidence. Big improvement from last year.
I tell you, she is a competitor.
Yes, she is.
I mean, all three of those cousins are.
Yep.
But I don't know if it's because she's the youngest. She just has a little extra oomph to everything
she
does in volleyball and basketball.
Oh!
Speaking of oomph,
Gabby Deary rushed that right down the middle.
That was hit hard.
Once again, that ball was back in system. Nice job by Parkins on that pass.
That was a great pass by Parkins and the set from Bence to Deary. And that is, it's got to be her, I guess, second kill. I thought maybe third or fourth. But Karen Stevens on point on the serve. Set up to up. That was a nice hit by Reagan Holvit. And Hovet got it into the back row, and the Nikes couldn't handle it. 9-6 after the big hit by Hovet.
Gabby's got a mismatch here, so hopefully Jenna sees that and gives her a back set.
By Dingman.
Setter dump by Jenna, covered by HTC.
Mueller bounces it over. Bentz to Bentz. And Harrell with the big hit, but defended by Holy Trinity.
That should have been a call to double.
Deary, left side.
Oh, mercy. Crushed it right down under her cousin. Oh. She's going to remind her of that one.
Oh, mercy is one thing you can say, Jen. Look out below is what I would have said. That thing was coming from about 8.5, 9 feet in the air and just destroyed by Deary, who's now on serve with Notre Dame leading 10-6. That was her fourth kill. Here comes Mueller.
Oh, nice
with
up
the kill.
By Parkins.
Digged by Parkins. Back to Bentz. Deep hit. Just too much fuel on that one. Out of play. 10-7 after the Notre Dame error.
Josie was just a little bit out of position there. She should have transitioned off the net first.
Box checks back in for Holy Trinity. So it's Box, Mueller, and Randolph up front. That's Cassie Randolph. Natalie is in the back row.
Yep.
And here we go. Deary. Bentz. Deary.
Oh, another crush by Deary. Nice up by Holy Trinity.
But they handled. Is that three?
Yep. That's that was four, three. Four contact.
Okay. Four contact. Yep. Is that the appropriate terminology?
Yep, that is.
Haven't gotten anything from our producer, Jason, back home from Memorial Park Studios. We'll keep an eye on that as the evening progresses. Megan Harrell gets a serve in play for the Nike. Subcheck, pass, set, Randolph, hit, Randolph, blocked.
Nice out.
But the Nikes defended
well. Double called on Megan. Anytime that ball spins like that, when overhand set, the refs are going to call it. Easy call.
Yeah, it's. Is that part of the reason why there's colors on the volleyball? Or is that a myth?
Yeah, that helps. It helps refs call it.
When you say that you know these officials or are familiar with them?
Yeah. This one's a little shaky.
Not your
today.
not your favorites.
Nope.
Back and
nice
forth we
up,
go.
Gabby.
Mueller with a great hit, but Deary was there for a diving save. She couldn't dive to that one. Uh-oh, she's down.
Uh-oh.
And Gabby Deary was getting up slow. I think
she got a bloody nose here. A bloody chin. My bad. Bloody
she
chin.
Took it on the chin.
She's
hurting too, darn it.
Yeah.
So Great River Health Systems athletic trainer Aaron Bush on the scene. Got cold compress and some ice on that with Notre Dame leading 11-9. Deary out with a chin injury.
They're going to take probably the 30 seconds here to probably find another replacement. Back row player.
Injury timeout. We assume Deary will be fine there.
Yeah, she'll be fine here.
There were some tears, but you know she's a competitor. Anytime you take a shot in the face like that, you tend to tear up.
We try to tell the players, stay on your feet, get your feet there. No need to be on the floor. You risk some injuries there.
So we're at 11-9 right now. Notre Dame leading in set one. This is the state 1A semifinal volleyball contest. Winner goes to the championship. And here comes Cassie Randolph. Bentz can't handle it. Ace.
Cassie. Yeah, Maddie Knapp came in for her. She's a freshman.
So they
tough test for her.
They went right at Maddie Knapp, and Bentz tried to step in and get the pass.
Good strategy is if Maddie stepped back, which it looks like she's doing here.
So here comes Randolph going right at her again. This time Parkins gets it. Bentz. Set it up.
Out of bounds.
Just outright.
Great idea.
Tied back up at 11.
It's a good timeout here by Coach Davis.
Timeout called by Notre Dame. Back in 30 seconds with more state semifinal high school volleyball from Cedar Rapids on KBUR.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we have a PhD in chickenology. We know why the chicken crossed the road, and we know what part of the chicken tenders come from, the delicious part. So it should be no surprise that we've engineered the country's best, juiciest, all-white, meatiest chicken tenders. Now available for carryout and delivery in 5, 8, and 12-piece boxes. Served with our new chicken dipper sauce. Pizza Ranch. We know chicken.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
Pizza Ranch. Mmm.
Well, with Gabby Deary on the bench right now, getting an injured chin treated by athletic trainer Aaron Bush from Great River Health. A little mini run by Holy Trinity, looking to take their first lead of the night as we're tied up at 11.
Nice pass, Taryn.
Bentz to Korshkin, but blocked. Parkins. Bentz blocked. Sobchak up front to Mueller with the big hit. Parkins. Taryn Stevens.
Taryn.
Into the net. But
the net is our friend. Yes.
Just crawled over. What was that term you used last
trickled
night?
Trickled over the net.
Trickled over. There was a, what, not even a rollover shot, too, or something. Didn't you use that?
Yep.
Trying to stay up to date on all my terminology. Nike's lead 12-10 as the floater from Bentz is in play. Randolph to Box.
Nice up, Jenna.
And there's Bentz back over for the Nikes. So back and forth we go. Mueller hit. Blocked.
Nice shot.
But on the wrong side of the net. Korshkin and Belger couldn't get to the block.
Just a little too early on that block. They brought that ball right down on them.
Tied back up at 12. With Brooke Mueller on serve. Coach Friesmeier has that familiar purple folder down there, blocking her hand signals on the serve calls. Bentz.
Oh,
Korshkin,
nice
little dump.
Shot.
And they can't get it over. Out of bounds. Holy Trinity, 13-12. Notre Dame leads as Tegan Snod checks in.
Nice shot by Abby. Pretty smart hit there. Hit it where they're not.
Boy, that gal, that McCarville gal from Janesville last night.
Oh, yeah.
That looked like she carried the ball all night. I mean, it looked like she's grabbing and throwing it.
They call it the power dump.
The power dump. Okay,
yep.
Well.
Tough to call. Inexperienced refs will not call that.
And you're flying in the air, I suppose, and she did. She was tough. But
as long as she doesn't change that direction of that path of that ball, she's fine.
So now a big hit by Bentz. Out of play. And now the Crusaders take their first lead of the night. 14-13 on the Notre Dame air. Served by Sobchak.
Nice pass, Parkins.
Parkins, Bentz.
In the middle.
Little dink over by Korshkin.
Yes, good choice. Nice shot, Maisie.
Maisie Belger pounds it over. There comes Ben Loggy for the kill. Notre Dame is really missing Gabby Deary. She's not even on the bench now. I don't know. They must have taken her back to the training room. Her chin was bleeding.
Yeah, I'm going to guess it's hopefully it's stitches. I don't know. It looked pretty bad.
And there they went right after Madeline Knapp, the 5'8 freshman. Great serve by Sobchak. Now we've got another timeout by Mike Davis as Holy Trinity's jumped out to a 16-13 lead. Back with more state volleyball after this on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360 AM and KBUR.
At Bob Dodd's Insurance, they recognize the value of teamwork and believe that hard work pays off both in sports and in life. They wish all the athletes competing this season good luck and encourage you to put your all into practice today to achieve victory tomorrow. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodd's Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at 319-392-8311 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Okay,
oh, nice
back to action as we...
Nice shot. By the freshman?
Great shot there, yeah. Ooh. Now block.
Oh!
Maddie Knapp with the kill.
A double contact
the freshman.
Call. Double contact called on Holy Trinity.
So 16-14. And guess who's back in the gym? Not back in the lineup yet, but Gabby Deary just came back with a pretty heavily bandaged chin.
Maddie Knapp playing middle right now.
And now a kill by Ben Loggy puts the Crusaders back up 17-14.
Here she comes.
Here comes Gabby, the 6-foot junior back in for.
And the little freshman just sighed a big breath of relief.
She did fine. She
yes,
did she fine.
Did.
She
did a great experience for her.
They attacked her and she handled it and got a kill and she did just fine. So Deary back in the back row. Here's a serve from her cousin. Parkins pass, Bent set.
Oh!
Guess who's back?
Oh, Gabby is back in the house, folks.
Just in time as Holy Trinity was on a 5-1 run. The big hit by Deary cuts the lead to 2. 17-15, HTC in the lead. Taryn Stevens on serve. She was great from the serving line last night. Except, I was just going to say, she had one that just caught the net. And I talked to Mike Davis about that on the air after the game. And he's like, we're okay with that. When you're serving aggressively, you're going to catch a net occasionally. But every point is so important. It's hard to see a service errors. Notre Dame now down 18-15. Crusaders in the lead. Here comes a serve. Nice by Dingman.
Pass. Nice pass, Parkins, right in the system.
Now nice it's shot. Harrell with the hit. Randolph puts it back in play. Bence, pass, Bence, set.
Quick set in the middle. Megan.
Big hit by Harrell, but defended by the Crusaders. Mueller. Taryn Stevens.
Oh.
Little bit too much. 19-50. 15, HTC in the first set.
Great idea by Taryn, just a little too hard. Great spot, though.
Now another serve by Dingman.
Nice pass,
Stevens. Bence. Deary.
Oh, nice up.
Diving save by Sobchak. Just kind of bounced off of her. And here's
Deary on the other side. On a war path tonight. She is on a mission.
She's a little fired up right
now. She's fired up right now.
She's just a hair fired up. And you can see it. She comes on serve after that fifth kill of the night we just saw right in front of us. Holy Trinity 19, Notre Dame 16 in set number one. Deary on serve.
Oh!
The net is her friend.
Oh.
It just tipped over. Van Loggy and Mueller couldn't decide who wanted to take it. 19-17.
Just trickled right over that net. That is a tough ball to pass.
So that's an ace for Deary. Jump serve in play. Sobchak. Randolph. Mueller. Deep. No, it caught some paint. There's that coffin corner.
There's that, yes.
That Tri-Center found time after time last night. Now 20-17, Holy Trinity leads.
I'm guessing that was on purpose. That was in their game plan, I guarantee it.
Trying to hit the deep lines because she didn't hit it hard.
No, she didn't hit it at all.
It's kind of a lobbing hit. And there's a service error by Holy Trinity.
Our defense can't get stuck watching balls drop. We've got to move to the ball to make sure it's in.
Teagan Denning dropped that one into the net. We're at 20-18. HTC leads in this Highway 61 showdown. Servant Megan Harrell serves in play. Sobchak can't handle it. Ace!
That doesn't happen very often. She's a pretty good passer. That
she's
barrel.
Fantastic. Yeah. And has been good for a couple of years for Coach Friesmeier. As we're now 2019, and Coach Friesmeier wants a towel.
So it's a good way for Friesmeier to slow up the game a little bit, change that momentum for
Might have been a tactic. I don't know. Some sort of wet spot out there on the floor. We got that cleaned up. 2019, HTC leads. Here's the serve by Harrell. Sobchak hands with this time. Randolph to Randolph. Ouch. Too much. We're tied at 20. Volleyball fans. And now Holy Trinity wants a timeout. We'll keep it right here with things tied up at 20. We'll kind of reset things. Notre Dame jumped out to an early lead, 5-2, 11-9. Holy Trinity got it tied up at 11. And then, Gabby Deary gets hurt. She got hurt when we led 11-9.
Yep.
And then from there, let's see, it's been a 11. It was about a 10-5, about a 10-6 run by Holy Trinity. But then Notre Dame has stormed back once Gabby came back on the court. What happened was she dove for a ball, hit her chin on the court, and busted it open. There was some blood. Aaron Bush from Great River got it cleaned up, taped up. Deary came back. The fire was lit, and Notre Dame has tied it back up at 20 here in set number one. On serve, Megan Harrell, the senior. Puts it in play, short left for Randolph.
Ooh,
set it up by
nice.
Randolph.
Ooh, that's a lift.
Stevens with the lift.
Yep. That was a nice play by their setter there.
That's about as excited as you'll see Mike Davis get, I think. That he thought the Nikes were out of position there on that setter down.
They weren't ready for that, that's for sure.
21-20, Crusaders on serve. Senior, Cassie Randolph.
Nice
pass to Stevens.
Oh, nice.
Hey, look at that.
Again.
Vince DeKorshkin, big hit for Abby.
That was a nice shot. She's improved quite a bit since last year, Abby.
21-21 as Belger comes in for Stevens. On serve. Genevance to Sobchak. Here comes the hit by Randolph.
Nice.
Battle at the net.
Oh.
And it just caught paint. Just a little tip by Box, I believe.
Yep, by Box.
Box played great at the net last night, and more great play by
Smart shot
the
by
junior him. Tonight. 22-21, Crusaders lead. We knew nothing was going to be easy tonight. Here's the serve by Mueller.
Nice pass, Parkins.
Parkins.
Oh,
Vince
nice shot.
Winds
Joseph
up, Vince. And let's fly for the point. The kill.
Nice Woo. Shot. It's a nice set by your sister. Made the
yes.
right choice on that one.
The law firm of Vince and Vince. With a great play there. We're tied at 22. Back and forth we go in the seesaw match. Vince nice. Puts nice the serve in play. Randolph to Ben Loggy. Blocked.
Double contact. Ooh. I don't know about that what one. That call? Was a tight call. I don't know about
double
that
double contact
call.
On who? On the
on
set?
On the setter, yep.
That was a late call.
Yeah, I mean, we can't hear the whistle.
So Notre Dame now up 23-22 on serve. Josie Vince.
Nice spot.
Sobchak, right pass. Ben Loggy gets it over. Deary into the net. Okay. Notre Dame can't fire it around it, but they got it over.
Back set to Kent.
Randolph to Randolph.
Nice up, Parkins.
Bence to Deary. Deep hit, defended by Dingman. Here comes the hit by Ben Loggy. It's down. We're tied at 23.
That was a nice shot by Mary Cates.
So it looks like Sobchak will be on serve. She's one of their better servers. Had a number of aces last night with the game knotted at 23.
Nice save by Abby Korshkin.
Korshkin just got it over. Now Ben Loggy on the dump. Diving save by Bence. Parkins, back row hit by Bence. Saved by Cassie Randolph. Sobchak, Natalie Randolph. Blocked! Defended by the Nikes, and back and forth we
tight
go.
Tight set. Nice reach.
Oh. Gary! Get it? Where are they aimed?
Yep, Gabby took the elevator up to the top four and went right over the block on that. That was excellent.
So now with Notre Dame leading 24-23, it is set point. They will serve. We'll be back in 30 seconds with the final point of this set from Cedar Rapids on KBUR.
The holiday season is upon us, and Pilot Grove Savings Bank wants to remind listeners of the importance of supporting our local businesses. Just like your dollars spent locally benefit local businesses and boost the local economy, if you deposit your dollars with a community bank like Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we can turn around and make loans to your friends and neighbors. Eat, drink, shop, bank local this holiday season. We're Pilot Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Energy powerhouse, downtown Cedar Rapids, Notre Dame leading Holy Trinity 24-23, 7-1. On serve, Ava Parkins.
I'm going to guess that Natalie Cassie's going to probably go over back set here to her sister.
Parkins deep to Sobchak, almost out.
Nope, going to Mary Kate.
Ben Loggy, big
nice,
hit, defended Parkins. By Parkins. Bence.
Out of system.
Tadiri gets it over. Sobchak.
Here comes the back set. There it is.
Randolph block.
Oh, that was a nice shot
out.
By Cassie.
Tied back up at 24. Notre Dame had their chance. Couldn't capitalize. Had their chance, but could not capitalize. Here comes Natalie Randolph, that sophomore, the competitor. Putting it in play for Holy Trinity.
Nice pass, Gabby.
Gabby.
Right
here
down
comes
the
Gabby!
Nice shot. Oh, nice shot. That was a great cut shot by her.
25-24. What did you say one of the sets went earlier today?
30-32.
Was that Assumption in West Liberty?
I was Pleasant Valley, I believe.
Oh, Pleasant Valley, okay. Yeah. And you say West Liberty eventually won?
Yeah, West Liberty won
16-14. That's a team that knocked out our friends from West Burlington. Yeah. Coach Heath, who's been here. She was here last night. I guess she's here tonight, but... 25-24. Terrence Stephen puts it in play. Oh, a diving save by Cassie Randolph.
Here we go.
Set.
Gabby.
Deary! But they defend it well. Big hit by Ben Loggy. Into the net.
Ooh, I thought that
but
was
a whistle.
Net.
Court. Keep playing. So back and forth we go. Randolph to Ben Loggy.
Nice up.
Defended
Taren.
By Notre Dame. Little dink by Harrell.
Get it outside here.
Stevens.
Put it down.
Tahiri.
Blocked.
Saved
nice
by
cover.
Stevens. Battle at the net. Holy Trinity has it. Set.
Tip.
Hit. Ooh. Saved by the Nikes.
Bentz.
Bentz.
Oh!
Hit it with an eight, baby! Hit it with an eight! 26-24!
She threw a changeup. No one was ready for that one. It
Notre Dame takes set one. As we expected, a thriller. Right down to the last point. 26-24 Nikes in set one. Back with set two in the state semifinals. Class 1A volleyball from Cedar Rapids on Fox Sports 104.5. 1360 AM and News Radio 99.3 and 1490 and KBUR.com. Back in 2 minutes.
Where's the rest?
At Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we love what we do because we get to be there for all the milestone experiences in our customers' lives. We truly feel a part of your family when we get to celebrate a birth of your child, wedding, or help you finance your dream business, car, or home. Whatever the occasion, you'll see how our team is like an extension of your family. Let's experience life together. Pilot Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Ryan Schmitz Flooring America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Ryan Schmitz. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
The air is brisk, the leaves are turning and falling to the ground. All is right with the world. Hi, this is Steve from Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. We at Ritter's are pleased to announce we are having our Christmas open house Sunday, November 7th from 11 to 4. With supply chain issues dominating the news, Ritter's have been busy seeking out new and exciting gifts and decorating ideas to make your Christmas extra special. And for open house, everything is 10% off. We have permanent Christmas trees in all sizes from 18-inch tabletop trees to 9-foot trees. Free lit with LED lights? Come in to see Ritter's unique gifts and ornaments. Displays that Lynn, Daphne, and Sue have put together that will take your breath away. Ritter's has many new gift items for that hard-to-find person on your list. From rock sculptures to very cool love and flame candles and fire pits. It really is fire redefined. As always, you can stroll through the greenhouses filled with Ritter's homegrown poinsettias. Come see why this holiday season, you'll say.
Wow, it must be by Ritter's.
Welcome back to the Alliant Energy Powerhouse, downtown Cedar Rapids. Casey Fleming and Chin Nguyen with a dandy. Set one, it's Notre Dame 26, Holy Trinity 24. It has been a battle and will continue to be. We got a long way to go. It's state semifinal volleyball. Winner goes to the finals. The other semifinal game going on across the way. We don't have a score from that yet. We will and keep you updated as Nikes get it in action. Here's the set. To Deary. Big
nice
hit.
Shot,
can't handle
baby.
It.
Right off the blocker's hands.
And
excellent.
They start set two just like they started set one with a kill by Deary. Speaking of Deary, big thanks to Brad Deary Honda, Deary Brothers, West Burlington, Reed's Landscaping and Turf, John Korshkin State Farm, and Great River Health for sponsoring this trip to Cedar Rapids and the state tournament.
Nice shot by Natalie there off the hitter's. Off our blocker's hands.
Natalie Randolph got the hit and the kill. That's her sixth of the night.
I'm really impressed with that, Natalie Randolph. Wow.
Tied up at one as Mueller is set to put it in play. Right-handed serve up over the net to Deary.
Nice pass.
To Bentz.
Oh,
and Korshkin winds up
again.
And just found it.
She is on fire.
Big hit by Abby.
Nice shot.
She comes out. She's replaced by Megan Harrell. So up front it's Deary, Belger, Harrell, the Bentz twins, and Ava Parkins, who serve. Lollipops at a short serve, defended well by Holy Trinity.
Six shot by Natalie.
Parkins
nice
almost on the double hit. Now a diving save out of bounds by Bentz. We're tied back up at two, so back and forth we go.
Smart shot by Natalie Randolph there. She saw some big blocks in front of her. She tipped it.
Well, and Holy Trinity's not going to overpower you.
No, they're not.
They're going to outsmart you. They're going to out-defend you. That might be an overpowering shot by Deary. Instead, she decided to kind of dink it over. That time, Benlogge, so much for not overpowering you.
No.
Benlogge really slammed that one home. Crusaders lead 3-2 here in set number two.
She hit that right down the line. That was a nice shot by Mary Kate.
So, Subcheck on serve for the Crusaders. To Deary. Bentz. Nice defense by Subcheck. Randolph to Benlogge. Great placement. Parkins can't handle it. 4-2.
That was a nice shot again by Mary Kate. She's getting warmed up here.
So Mary Kate Benlogge. 5 kills. Subcheck serve. The net is her friend, but Notre Dame defends. And Deary destroys one.
That was nice.
But it's returned. Here's Gabby again. They can't handle that one.
Kayla Box had a nice up that first one, but not the second one.
Great play by Box. So now Taryn Stevens will come in for Belger.
Yeah, we need some of those Taryn serves from last night here. Let's go.
Crusaders 4, Nikes 3. Nikes won the first set. 26-24. Winner goes to the finals.
Nice serve.
Serves in play. Pass, set, hit.
Oh, nice shot.
And Stevens couldn't handle it. Big hit by Randolph.
Yep. If Taryn had her arms down, she would have dug that up. Just put her up. She kept her hands up on that.
And just a sophomore is young Natalie Randolph. Notre Dame out of system.
Nice.
Deary gets it over. Good defense by Holy Trinity, who's also out of system. There's a pass set. Here comes Deary.
Oh, powers it right through two blockers. Nice shot, Gabby.
So, again, I don't want to pretend like I'm Karch Karai here or any volleyball guru, but that's in-system volleyball.
That was definitely in-system. Nice job, Notre Dame.
I mean, pass, set, boom.
It's so much easier when you're in-system.
Deary, nice serve. Nikes trail by one in the second set.
Free ball over. Taryn takes it. Nice.
Harrell winds up for the kill.
Another in-system pass.
Tied back up at five.
Another in-system pass. Nice job there, Taryn Stevens.
And I understand sometimes you can't be in-system
because
you're diving for a ball or you're trying to save something that's going, deep or whatever. Deary put one in the net, gave one away there. 6-5 Crusaders.
But anytime you get a free ball from the opponent, you're in-system, get it to your hitters and put it down.
Alexa Dingman and Brooke Mueller checking back in for Coach Friesmeier and the Crusaders. On serve is Dingman. Crusaders 6, Nikes 5, set 2, Notre Dame won the first. Stevens, Bentz, eesh.
Oh.
Great defense by Dingman in the back row for the Crusaders. This time it's Harrell.
Nice shot, Megan.
Not too much to handle for Sobchak. Great return by the Crusaders. What a battle this is this time. Set it up.
Net violation on Jenna Bentz.
Oh.
That was a good call. She got it.
So she got caught in the net on the way up?
Yep.
Is that what happened?
On the dump. She touched the net.
So now 7-5, Holy Trinity. Nobody's led by more than 3 points. Here's Bentz. She's blocked.
Nice cover by Parkins.
Natalie Randolph to Cassie Randolph. She's blocked. Great recovery by Sobchak. Here comes Mueller.
Get it done.
Set. Back row hit by Deary.
Oh.
Too much.
Just a little bit outside.
So 8-5. That equals the largest lead. Now Holy Trinity had a 4-point lead at 19-15.
Gabby's a little upset with herself on that one. Just caught underneath the ball too far underneath it. Zoomed out on her.
Pass.
Nice pass, Terry.
Set. Harrell with the dump. Defended though, set by Randolph, hit by Mueller, Parkins, Bentz, yes!
Right over the blocker's hand. Perfect tip shot.
Hit it where they ain't.
I believe something's up with Josie Bentz. She doesn't look, she looks a little bit out of sorts.
She was sitting down when the rest of the girls were up at that timeout, drinking some Gatorade, must not be feeling well. We did get indication that Gabby Deary's fine, but probably will need some stitches after tonight's game. Is nice hit by Reagan Fulvet. Puts the Crusaders back up 9-6.
Oh, Trinity is starting to place their shots right now. That's Notre Dame's got to get moving on their defense here.
So here comes Tegan Denning on serve for the Crusaders, leading by three over top-ranked Notre Dame.
Nice pass, Terrence.
Bence to Bence.
Nice
down
shot.
It goes.
Totally right off the blocker's hands.
She looked a little more
she
normal
looked
that
normal
time.
There, yes.
A little more comfortable was Josie on that one. Bellinger comes in for Stevens. Josie Bence, Jenna Bence will serve. 9-7, Holy Trinity leading in set two. Casey Fleming and Chin Nguyen courtside in Cedar Rapids, state semifinal volleyball. Parkins to Deary, back row hit, defended by her cousin Natalie Randolph. Back row hit by Ben Loggy, too much. Point to the Nikes. 9-8, Holy Trinity leads in set two. Notre Dame won set one, if you're joining us. And if you're unsure of the set count, it's the first one to three. If it does go to five, like Holy Trinity's match did last night, you only play to 15 points.
Oh.
Cassie Randolph again.
Another placement shot. That's
kind of a placement,
hit.
Yeah.
We're just
nice
out of position. Play. We're not moving to the ball right now. That's not a good sign. Coach Davis got on him on that one.
Crusaders back up two. Cassie Randolph on serve. Your cousin, Gabby Deary.
Nice pass, Bence. Gabby. Oh, Gabby with a hard swing blocked out of bounds. I'm sorry.
That was
Abby, my bad.
Abby Korshkin. So she gets another kill. She's got three kills now. Point to the Nikes. 10-9 Crusaders lead.
Nice serve,
Josie Bence on serve. Sobchak, Randolph to her sister into the net. Tied back up at 10. Here we go.
That's a tough shot for a left-hander on that left side of the court. Normally they hit on the right side.
That was something I learned last night. I assumed the opposite was true, but of course I was incorrect as Bence's ball just kind of floated on her out of that left corner. That's Notre Dame's third service error, but both teams have a couple. Holy Trinity leads 11-10. As they rotate the balls out, they're keeping them clean due to COVID protocols. Crusaders 11, Nikes 10. Mueller on serve. Deary.
Nice pass, guys.
Bence. Ooh. Deary.
Oh! No one's going to touch that one. Ooh, that one had some heat on it.
You know, it's funny. Here's Gabby, what a 16-year-old kid out there. And when she rises, rears back, and fires, that's impressive athleticism. But then she comes down, and all the girls are jumping around giggling like they're 15 and 16-year-olds again, which makes it fun.
Yes.
Which makes it fun. Here she comes again. This time a placement shot defended by Ben Loggy. Back to Bence. Bence, set him out. Got
oh,
it.
Trickle over the net. Those are very difficult.
So 12-11, Nikes lead again after only leading 1-0 here in set two. They won the opener 26-24. Last night they knocked off Tri-Center 3-1.
Back set here to Natalie.
Big hit by Natalie, blocked by Deary. Holy Trinity on offense.
Nice.
Good defense
Parkins.
By the Nikes. Bence.
Cut it.
To
cut
Deary.
It. Oh, right off the blocker's hand, off her cousin's hands. Ooh, she just used that one big time.
So now Notre Dame up 13-11. Holy Trinity wants a timeout with the Nikes leading 13-11. Back in 30 seconds from Cedar Rapids.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they will deliver. Need a new home appliance? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the new Speed Queen washer and dryer. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale, located on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington, Iowa.
Welcome back to the Alliant Energy Powerhouse. Downtown Cedar Rapids, state championship volleyball. Class 1A, your defending champion, Notre Dame Nikes. Holding court right now with their neighbor, Holy Trinity. And Notre Dame won the opener 26-24. They fought back after a Deary injury to come back and take the lead in set two, 13-11. Chin, we'll see what the Nikes have from here on out. Parkins serve in play. Subcheck. Randolph. Ben Loggy defended by the Nikes.
Nice
Deary
shot.
To Parkins puts it back in play. Holy Trinity on offense. Set or dump.
Oh.
And couldn't be handled by Harrell. after Harrell hit it, she's like, I shouldn't have touched it. We had a defender back there, and she skipped it right out of the reach. 13-12, Notre Dame leads.
I tell you, Ben Lage is going right down that line. I think Vance needs to scoot back a little bit on that right side.
She's impressive. There's no doubt about it.
Gabby and comes right back with a nice hit. Nice up, though, by
great
Box.
Great save, though, by Box. Vance. Ah, Belger couldn't handle it. Set was a little too far out right. Tied back at 13. Tied back at 13. So Sobchak on serve, trying to break the tie. Deary.
Out of system here.
Bentz.
Nice shot by
defended Kelsey. By Holy Trinity. Sobchak to Natalie Randolph. Blocked by Cousin Gabby. 14-13. Notre Dame back in the lead. Again, the two Randolph sisters on Holy Trinity are first cousins with Gabby Deary on Notre Dame. So not only Southeast Iowa Super Conference bragging rights, state tournament bragging rights, but Thanksgiving Day bragging rights.
I was just going to say.
Amongst those girls.
I wonder if they're going to replay this video at Thanksgiving.
Here's Randolph to Ben Logie. Nice hit. Defended by the Nikes.
Oh, set it up.
Set it up by Benz.
I think it was a bad call. I think the Holy Trinity got the net on that.
Said we're in the net. Tied back at 14. Coach Davis calling out some encouraging words as Randolph gets a serve in play to Benz.
Oh, tight set.
Yeesh.
Oh, nowhere to go.
Oh, they didn't call the carry. Deary lifted it.
They called it. They called it.
No, they did.
Yeah. Come on, girls. Let's get this back in the system. Let's get a pass here.
Coach Friesmeier right at home here at the the powerhouse of Alliant Energy. She
nice
knows
pass,
what's going
Parkins.
On here.
Tight
here comes Harrell.
Oh, nets on Megan again.
Harrell just wound up and destroyed the ball, but out of play to the left. So now 16-14 Crusaders. Back and forth we go. No pun intended. That's the name of the game in volleyball, but so goes the score here as Randolph puts it in play. Right at the net. Blocked by Reagan Holvitt. Great play by Holvitt. Now Coach Davis wants timeout with the Crusaders leading by three. We'll keep it right here and thank our program sponsors. Great River Health, I think. My full-time employer for allowing us to come up here and cover the Nikes and the Crusaders tonight. John Korshkin, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor. State Farm is there. Reed Landscaping and Turf, need some Christmas lights put up this year? They'll do it. Need a swimming pool next summer? They'll do it. Retaining walls, fertilize your yard, a little bit of everything from Reed's Landscaping and Turf. And Deary Brothers, West Burlington, and Brad Deary Honda. Thank you for our tournament sponsors here on KBUR and Fox Sports 104.5 at 1360 AM. Big thanks to Sam and Chris back at the studios at River Park Place. Making us at least sound halfway decent as a great serve by Holy Trinity is handled by Parkins. Free ball. Holy Trinity handles it. Big hit by Randolph. Blocked. Notre Dame can't handle it. 18-14 Crusaders.
Notre Dame's struggling on serve receive right now. That's what's causing all their problems. They can't get a pass in system back up to the center, so hopefully they get this one here.
Game one, Notre Dame trailed 19-15. Here they are in a very similar situation. 18-14 with Randolph on the serve.
There's a nice pass, Taryn.
Back in system. Right
down. Nice.
And it's down goes
Gabby with a nice shot.
I almost called it a spike, but I know it's like, no, we don't. That's amateur hour verbiage, right? 18-50 as Deary gets her 12th kill of the night. Deary served to Sobchak. Cassie Randolph.
Nice. Parkins.
Parkins to Benz. Deary.
Almost.
They dove and saved it.
Nice up. That's
too
out
much.
Bounce.
Too much. 18-16.
Notre Dame needs to avoid serving to the libero over there. She's digging everything up right now.
So hug and kiss those radios. All our friends back home in Southeast Iowa listening in for whichever team you're cheering for.
Ooh, that's an unusual bad pass by Sobchak. Oh, no.
Block into the net. An amazing shot by what they call.
She went underneath the cut. The ball went underneath the net.
Oh, it did.
Yeah.
No, I thought it was some sort of miraculous sliding diving shot by Jenna Benz. No such luck. 19-16.
Get a pass here.
Here's another insider piece of info. So the priest at Notre Dame is Father Marty Goetz.
Nice set. Oh, set.
There's Josie Benz.
Straight down on that.
And the athletic director at Holy Trinity, his brother, John Goetz.
Oh, wow.
So there's some bragging rights on the line between the Goetz boys at upcoming family holidays, too. After that, Josie Benz pound down. It's 19-17, Holy Trinity in the lead. Harrell puts the serve in play. Set it up by Randolph, saved by Benz. Benz back to Deary, back row hit. Sobchak, Randolph. Mueller.
Nice cover, Josie.
Benz. Benz.
Oh, rolls out of the
hole.
Nice shot.
Replacement shot by Josie that time.
Some might think that was a mishit, but we'll take it as a roll shot.
Yeah, make them, but yeah. It's like, man, that is just a really tough call. Was going to be a tough set for Mueller to get to anyway, yeah. But we're tied at 19. Nike's put it in play. Here comes the hit by Mueller. Block.
That line shot's killing us right now.
Terrence Stevens!
Oh, that's
our friend!
Oh, Tony calls a timeout after that one.
Notre Dame leading 2019, back in 30 seconds on Fox Sports 104.5 at 1360 AM, News Radio 99.3 and 1490, KBUR.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Welcome back to Cedar Rapids and the Alliant Energy Powerhouse State Semifinal Volleyball 1A. Defending champ Notre Dame Nikes doing battle with their neighbor Holy Trinity. Nikes lead 20-19 in set 2. Notre Dame won set 1 26-24. KC Fleming courtside with Chin Nguyen. Sam and Chris running the show back at the studios, and here we go. Megan Harrell.
Nice serve, Megan.
Puts it in play. Big hit by Randolph, defended by Stevens. Benz, back row hit by Deary. Nice defense by Holy Trinity. Out of system are the Nikes, but they keep it in play. Subcheck, Randolph, Ben Logie.
Nice.
Defended.
Turn.
Josie,
nice.
Diving save by Subcheck.
Oh, wow.
Mueller, saved by Harrell.
Oh, Riley here.
Blocked by Holy Trinity.
Back row set to Gabby. Nice up.
I tell you, just really, really amazing.
Oh, that's
right
a double.
Here.
They should have called that.
Harrell to Benz. Keep it alive. Subcheck pass set by Randolph. Here comes her sister. I thought I heard a whistle. Thought it was a double, but no such
thing. Oh, Gabby
Deary. Terminates.
Oh, she put the hammer down on that one.
Kill number 13. A baker's dozen.
Nice shot.
21-19, Notre Dame.
This is crunch time. Who wants it more at this
on
point?
On serve, Megan Harrell. Subcheck. Randolph to Mueller.
Tip shot. Good cover. Get it out here.
Korshkin back to Deary.
Oh, double contact by Abby. Darn it.
21-20. It's like if you're not the setter,
right.
Just bump it.
Exactly.
Is this the proper term? Bump.
Yep. Dig.
Pass. Dig.
Yep.
It's like, why even mess with the two hands?
Exactly.
That's about the fifth one they've called tonight. And serving for Holy Trinity is Tegan Denning to
nice
Deary.
Serve.
Benz. Deary.
Oh,
holy cow. What
nice
a back row hit.
Up by Kate.
Deary saves
nice
the Randolph
save.
Hit. Now the little.
Nice job by Abby with the reach. Tip. Nice cover,
Parkins.
Parkins
is everywhere. Benz to Benz.
Oh,
what a putback by Cassie Randolph. Ties it back up at 21.
Wow. That was a great rally.
It was fantastic. We're tied at 21. There's a reason these are the first and fifth ranked teams in 1A volleyball.
Nice pass.
Pass
turn
by Stevens. Benz. Handled nicely. by Benlagi. Here comes Mueller. Blocked. Box, nice save. Notre Dame on offense. Bentz. To Bentz. The placement shot. A diving save by Natalie Randolph. Unbelievable. Coach Davis wanted the double. Didn't get it. Deary. Bentz. To Bentz.
Swing hard.
Mueller. And here comes the back row hit by Benlagi to Parkins. A battle at the net. That one's won by
Jenna
Bentz at the net. 22-21 Nikes. Here comes Maisie Belger for Terrence Stevens. You know, someday when we have more time, I'm going to get a full lesson on all the substitution rules and the libero and not the libero. Do we have, does Notre Dame have a libero? I guess
yes,
it does, yeah.
Different colors. Parkins. She goes,
darn it. Bentz tried to get aggressive with the serve. It sailed out wide left, 22 apiece.
Oh, boy. Here he comes. Let's go. Let's get a pass here.
Cassie Randolph on serve. See if she hits it to her cousin, Gabby Deary. We're in set two.
Nice
Notre Dame
pass,
won
Gabby.
The opener. Bentz back set two.
Nice shot, Josie.
Josie Bentz. Down it goes. That magic number 23.
Here we go.
For the Nikes. 23-22. Notre Dame leads on serve. Josie Bentz.
Get a good serve here, Josie.
If somehow Notre Dame could take a 2-0 lead, a difference that would make. Almost an ace by Bentz. Saved by Subcheck.
Short.
Mueller's hit.
Nice.
Just over the net. Tied back up at 23. Unbelievable.
Ball hit the net and just rolled right over.
So the net has been both teams' friends on various occasions tonight. We're tied at 23. Got a win by two.
Nice pass.
Parkins. Bentz. Deary. Into the net. A rare miss by Gabby.
Set was a little low. Gabby needs to recognize it was a low set. Just keep it in play. Fight to live another day.
So this is set point for
set
Holy
point.
Trinity. 24-23.
We need a good pass.
Brooke Mueller on serve. Taps the ball twice. Puts it in play to Parkins. To Bentz. Here comes Deary.
Touch. Nice.
They saved it.
Oh, here we go.
Parkins. Bentz. Deary. Side.
Oh, blocked.
Save. Korshkin.
Oh, my goodness.
Subcheck to Benlagi. Blocked. Saved by Benlagi.
Oh.
There it goes for the Nikes. We're tied back up at 24.
Oh, sloppy. Very sloppy. But we'll take the point.
My list is getting long here, these scores. This has been so back and forth.
Big serve here.
Fantastic. Parkins. High school volleyball. Ava Parkins. Puts it in play for the Nikes.
Nice serve!
The Dipsy do the lollipop!
Great call, coach. She called a short serve there.
Are you saying you did call that or you didn't call that?
She did.
Susan Green just turned right around and she goes, I called that. I think her daughter Grace Reed called it. Now a second serve by Parkins in play. Set by Randolph. Hit by Randolph. Good night! Down it goes! 26-24!
Oh, boy.
Notre Dame jumps out to a 2-0 lead. What a play by Gabby Deary. And what an ace serve by Ava Parkins to put Notre Dame up 2-0. We'll be back in 2 minutes to see who advances to the finals in 1A volleyball on Fox Sports 104.5, 1360 AM, News Radio 99.3, 1490, and worldwide on KBUR.com.
Worried your car won't make it through the harsh Iowa winter? Or maybe it's time to upgrade your loved one's vehicle to give them a very special holiday season to remember. Either way, talk to me. I'm Brady, your consumer loan officer at the Danville State Savings Bank. With your good credit, I can get you approved for the car you'll need. No matter if it's a gift for you or a gift for others, when you're ready, so are we. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Ryan Schmitz Flooring America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Ryan Schmitz. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Reinschmidt's Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
At Bob Dodd's Insurance, they recognize the value of teamwork and believe that hard work pays off both in sports and in life. They wish all the athletes competing this season good luck and encourage you to put your all into practice today to achieve victory tomorrow. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodd's Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at 319-392-8311 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we keep hearing the same thing over and over again when guests bite into our pizza.
Mm-mm.
Our famous chicken.
Mm-mm.
And all the sides, salads, and desserts on our buffet.
Mm-mm.
In fact, we hear it so often, we're beginning to think you're all trying to tell us something. We'll take that as a compliment. Pizza Ranch.
Mm-mm.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
And Ava Parkins ace, followed up by a huge block of the net by Gabby Deary, sends Notre Dame up 2-0 over rival Holy Trinity here in the Class 1A semifinal volleyball championship, Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Alliant Energy Powerhouse, Casey Fleming, a chin win courtside as set three's underway.
Nice
Cassie Randolph.
Pass, Gabby. Ooh,
big hit by Korshkin, blocked. Oh, ooh, nice placement shot by Mance.
Cassie Randolph.
Great save by Cassie. Back row hit by
Gary. Oh, Gabby went right back at her. Holy cow.
Too much gas.
Yes.
So all three sets, Notre Dame has led 1-0. All three sets, they've trailed late by four. The first two,
yeah.
They trailed by four, but they came back in the first two. And they won them both 26-24. Now here comes Jenna Bentz to Sobchak. Randolph to Randolph into the net. Point to the Nikes. Now that's something we haven't done yet tonight, has led 2-0. So this is the best start we've had.
Holy Trinity's got a mountain to climb at this point.
Oh, there's the little lollipop, but it's out. Now all of a sudden, a little energy for the Crusaders. They were looking a little spent at the early part of the set, Chan, but that error serve put a little pep in their snap. Here's Brooke Mueller to Deary. Little confusion. Parkins gets it over. On offense is Holy Trinity. Set. Hit. Benlagi.
Benlagi down the line again.
Ooh. Great defense by Parkins. Here's Deary. Back in play. Sobchak to Cassie. To Benlagi. Blocked.
Mm.
Deary diving save. Don't break your chin open again, Gabby. Parkins with the save for the Nikes. Benlagi. Big back row hit. Saved by Parkins. Bentz. To Bentz,
nice
the cross-court cutter, got it!
She got it. That was a nice cut shot. It was wide open there.
That was the Jimmy Connors Wilson T2000 backhand slice right across the net in the front court. I'm sure my old radio buddy Brian Japson enjoyed that one. Back home listening in Burlington, I'd assume. 3-1 Nikes, big hit by Box, blocked by Korshkin.
Nice close block there by Gabby and Abby. Nowhere to go for that hitter.
So 4-1, Nikes with Josie Bentz on serve. Notre Dame having fun out there right now. There's
short
a little
serve.
Dink serve. They handle it this time. Sobchak on the diving save.
Sweet. Here's ball over. Let's go terminate
Bentz.
This.
Bentz. Deary.
Touch.
Mew.
Oh, and scores.
5-1.
Gabby's cousin, Natalie, has a tough job trying to shut her down. I don't... Gabby's going to win that battle, I think.
16 kills for Deary. Served by Bentz. Sails over. Sobchak. Randolph. To Randolph. Parkins. Bentz. Back row hit by Bentz. Blocked.
Oh,
it was going out. And Belger made a nice effort to try to keep it in play. Point to Holy Trinity. And now Notre Dame leads 5-2 in set three. The Nikes have won the first two, both by scores of 26-24.
Oh, boy. Trouble on that pass.
Ooh, what a save by Belger. Called what? A lift?
Lift on the setter.
So that's now momentum swings back to HTC and Coach Friesmeier. 5-3 Notre Dame leads. Subcheck serve. Deary. Bentz. New little tip by Korshkin stays in play. Benlagi winds up. defended by the Nikes. Back row hit by Bentz.
Low shot.
Diving save by Randolph. Bentz. To Bentz. Here comes Deary. No. Block.
Nice cover.
Great
Perkins.
Block by her cousin, Natalie. She elevated that time. Now Parkins diving save, but a double hit called on the Crusaders.
You know, a lot can be said about Holy Trinity playing a five-set match last night, late last night, and coming back and play again. It could take a toll on a body.
And I don't know if Holy Trinity went home last night or not. I didn't ask anybody. I know Notre Dame did.
Oh.
Coach Davis said they were going to get some pizza to go, and that was going to be some good pizza, he said, after last night's win. Yeah, all the girls were at school, and I went to pick up my third-grade daughter, Rowan, there at Notre Dame. Yeah, I'm a Notre Dame homer, in case y'all haven't figured that out. I went there. My entire family went there. My daughter goes there. My wife is on the PTO. Anyway, we'll leave that aside, but all these girls back in
nice
school today.
Up, Jenna.
And now it's back to volleyball as Bentz goes back and forth. It's the Bentz's back and forth with the Randolphs right now. Here's Bentz to Deary. Winds up in a little off-speed changeup.
Nice shot, Gabby.
Notre Dame needed that point because they had a ton of momentum early. Lost it on a 3-0 run by Holy Trinity, but now they get it back with that hit by Deary. 7-4 Nikes here in set three.
All right, Taryn, give me some of that tough serve from last night.
Taryn Stevens on serve. Grandpa Delbert up behind us. You can hear him in the background. Nice serve.
Nice save by Cassie. Oh, she ran into the...
What's that call?
She ran into the pole, so that's out.
Oh, you can't hit the pole?
No.
Oh, come on. We got to change that rule. She dove head first into the pole. What a miraculous save by...
Great save.
...by Natalie.
I get the dumb rule, but...
Well, you know, you got to have some of them, I'm sure. Oh, another one in the net by Stevens. Just a little too aggressive on that drop serve as Mueller and Alexa Dingman check back in for Coach Riesmeyer and the Crusaders. 8-5, Notre Dame leading.
The volleyball guys, we rewarded Cassie with that save. So,
yeah, it goes back and forth. It goes back and forth. And Dingman on serve. She's been good tonight from the back line.
Nice pass, Josie.
Bentz. Harrell.
Oh, out of bounds.
Off the net.
Out of bounds.
Blocked off
Notre
the
Dame point. Excuse me, Notre Dame point. It was blocked.
Off the antenna.
No! It was blocked off the antenna.
Blocked off the antenna, without doubt.
And they're going to converse. Blocked off the antenna off our Notre Dame's hit, so Notre Dame should get that point.
Let's see. We're bringing all of them in. We're bringing all of them in.
Those plays are bam-bam, so it's difficult. But
Coach Davis is nodding here right ahead of us. He thinks that we're going to get it.
We should do it.
Off the antenna. No, I don't know. This gal on the right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the line judge on the right knew saw it, so she's telling them what's up.
Here it comes. You're gonna hear a cheer, and then we'll tell you which side's cheering. So I'll just put the microphone up in the air, and here we go. Here comes the call. Or not.
There you go. Right call from Notre Dame. Blocked out of bounds, or blocked into the net.
Blocked into the net was the call. And now Notre Dame leading 9-5. In set three, they won the first two sets, 2-0. Gabby Deary on serve. If you joined us late, Deary got injured diving for a ball. She busted open her chin. Boy, that other match is already over. That must have been 3-0 pretty quick,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, Springville.
Springville won.
It looks like, no, I can't tell.
Oh, looks the North Tame is over there hugging, and I can't tell. We'll figure that out later.
Yeah,
that's got to be Springville. North Dame is
yeah,
on the left, yeah.
Orange.
So 9-5, Deary serve. Mueller set. Randolph blocked.
Nice blocked by Megan.
By Harrell. Bentz set. Bentz hit. Nice save by Subcheck in the back row.
Nice pass there, Gabby.
Deary, Bentz, Harrell. Crusaders on offense. Mueller. Nice diving save by Deary. Busted up chin and all. She's not afraid. Randolph to Randolph. Big hit, but it's blocked and saved by Stevens. Harrell hit it where they ain't. That's the theme of the night. Might be the theme of the week. As Notre Dame put it down right in the middle of the court. No Crusaders there to take it. 10-5 Nikes.
Starting to see some frustration over there by Holy Trinity. They get a little tired physically as well as mentally.
Deary.
Oh,
Her serve scrapes the net. Randolph to Mueller.
Nice,
Parkins. Bentz. Boom!
Oh.
Just outside wide left. Josie really wound up and took a swing of that one.
She did.
But out wide left, 10-6. That five-point lead that Notre Dame just had, the largest lead either team has had all night. So now 10-6.
Let's get a pass here, Notre Dame.
And interestingly enough, the two other large
nice
leads
pass.
Were four-point leads by Holy
nice
Trinity.
Nice shot, Megan Harrell.
Harrell
nice
tried
up,
to
though, by Cassie
overpower Holy Trinity, but they returned it. Bentz, Deary, back row.
Oh,
boy.
Net violation on Fox. You know, for Gavin to hit those back row attacks as so fast that they can't get the ball to it, oh, it's impressive.
I mean, she, again, the front line or whatever
it's
you call it.
10 foot off the net.
10 foot off the net. No, so you just have to jump behind there, right?
Yep.
You can hit it in front of that line.
No, you have to hit it. Yeah, you can take off.
But you got to take off behind the line. Speaking of taking off, Josie Bentz, flight three, just took off for the Nikes. She was sailing in the air, pounded it deep to the far right corner. 12-6 Nikes, 13 points away from making it back to that elusive title game. Great back row hit by Ben Loggie.
Oh, Josie's starting to heat up.
Flight three still in the air. Another huge swing by Josie Bentz. Holy Trinity wants a timeout as the Nikes have jumped out to the biggest lead of the night, 13-6. Back in 30 seconds on KBUR and Fox Sports.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
The count, two sets to none. The score, 13-6. Notre Dame on the good side of all three of those. Notre Dame won the opener 26-24. They won set two, 26-24. Now lead 13-6 in set three. And it's going to be a pretty steep hill for Holy Trinity to climb to get back in this one. But if anybody can do it, it's Coach Friesmeier and the Crusaders. Harrell served to Subcheck. Here's Randall on the hit.
Nice. Taryn. Back row set.
Deary, back row.
Oh, another. That's a lift.
Too much.
Oh, that's a nice shot.
Too much to handle. It was a great save by her cousin, Natalie Randolph, in the back row, but just too much to handle. So much velocity on that ball when Deary really winds up. 14-6, Notre Dame leading. Harrell serve returned by Mueller.
Good help, Josie. Back
Bentz,
row.
Back row, Deary. Randolph, Sobchak to Cassie Randolph. Deary, Bentz, here comes Josie. Locked out of bounds. 15-6 Notre Dame. And I don't know what lit the fire in Josie Bentz, but she is on one right now in this third set, Jen.
She caught her second win. She's going now.
Megan Harrell served, defended by Sobchak. Set by Randolph to Randolph,
nice
defended
nice
by Deary. Bentz. Oh, she missed that one. Just missed time to jump.
Yeah, she did.
So Harrell will take a seat after that nice service run.
Cassie's hit's not going as fast as I remembered. I don't know if that's because she's tired, but something's going on.
Cassie Randolph on serve. Ace!
Nice serve, though.
Gabby Deary and Terrence Stevens. A little miscommunication there. 15-8, Notre Dame in the lead. Coach Davis barking out orders, wants the girls to keep their foot on the gas. Don't want to let Holy Trinity eke back into this one, but they're not going away easy, we know that. Here's Bentz.
Nice
block.
Block by Natalie.
Nice save by Mueller. Set her down by Randolph. There's another point for Holy Trinity. 15-9.
Coach Davis not happy about that. Taryn is out of position on that. She knows better. She should be inside.
So a timeout called by the Nikes leading 15-9 in set three. They've won the first two sets. Looking to close this one out over rival Holy Trinity. It's the Highway 61 showdown. Two Southeast Iowa Super Conference teams trying to get to that state championship game, and Notre Dame trying to get there 2 years in a row. Tonight's broadcast brought to us by our friends at Reed Landscaping and Turf. We thank Reed Landscaping and Turf for sponsoring tonight's broadcast. Yard work, swimming pool, Christmas lights, fertilizer, they cover it all. We thank Reed's for sponsoring tonight's broadcast, as well as Korshkin State Farm Insurance. Those names probably familiar, Korshkin, Reed, right?
Yes.
Yeah, like a good neighbor, State Farm's always there. And, of course, Great River Health and Deary Brothers and Brad Deary Honda in West Burlington. 15-9, Holy Trinity mounting a little bit of a run here in set three against top-ranked Notre Dame. Cassie Randolph puts a serve in play.
Oh, look out. Oh.
Parkins to Bentz.
Oh.
Hit it where they are not. I'm sure my English and speech teacher, Mary Jo Miller, probably listening in after. She's the one that got me started in radio back in high school, by the way. And she's saying, Mr. Fleming, don't say hit it where they ain't. Say hit it where they aren't. But I'm going to stick with hit it where they ain't for now. 16-9, Notre Dame leading this one now.
Oh, boy. Another center dump that we're not covering.
Yeah, and you can feel 3 minutes ago, Notre Dame had all this energy. Yeah. Holy Trinity was lacking energy. And then the script flipped. Now Holy Trinity's got energy, and we kind of seem lackadaisical. So we need to refocus as set three continues. Notre Dame leads 16-10. Korshkin, nice hit.
Shot, Abby. Nice up by...
Stop check. Natalie Randolph, good hit. Defended by her cousin, Gabby Deary. Deary from the back row. Block! Saved by Deary.
Nice.
Nice recovery by Belger. There's Ben Loggy.
Nice up, Ava.
And, oh, the touch.
Nice up.
Great save. Back and forth we go. Parkins, back row hit by Deary. Too much.
Oh.
16-11.
Holy Trinity's getting some momentum here.
Oh, Mr. Moe is on Holy Trinity's side right now as they've scored six straight, I believe. It was, we'll do the math later. 16-11. Notre Dame leads by five in set three. Bentz back hit to her sister Josie. Sub check to Randolph.
Oh, nice shot by
lots of back
Natalie.
Row paint.
Found that back line.
That's been Notre Dame's nemesis all week up here in Cedar Rapids. Try center? Who did we play last night?
Try center, yes.
They hit corner after corner on the Nikes, and that was about the third that Holy Trinity's got tonight. Bentz.
Abby.
Big hit by Korshkin. Right when we needed a little boost. Here comes the junior, Abby Korshkin, pounds one home.
She unleashed on that one, that's for sure. Wow, nice shot.
So she played big last night, and a big moment there for Korshkin. Looked like the serve by Bentz was going to be deep, but Holy Trinity took it. Now big hit by Holy Trinity,
nice
saved
help
by Korshkin. Holy Trinity on offense. Hit by Randolph, blocked at the net, saved by Subcheck. Randolph, Ben Loggy.
Oh.
Down it goes. Kill for Ben Loggy, 17-14.
Holy Trinity's not hitting it hard, but they're hitting it where our defense is not. And we're not getting there right now.
Check that, 17-13. On serve is Sobchak to Deary.
Nice pass, Gabby.
Bentz. Deary!
Nice cut. Oh, she must
got
have
hit
me.
There's that Jimmy Connors cross-court backhand. I mean, that thing, the angle that was on, what, nobody was getting that. Nobody was getting
gotta
that.
It's got to be mentally tough for Holy Trinity to fight back, and then Notre Dame comes right back with that shot. Oh.
20th kill for Deary as Parkins puts it in play. Good save by Tegan Snott.
Oh.
And there it is again. Ben Loggy. Replacement shot. They literally have Coach Davis scratching his head. I don't know.
Oh. That is frustrating for a coach.
Notre Dame's has fallen out of position a lot here in this third set, leading 18-14 with Natalie Randolph on serve. Parkins. Bentz. Bentz. Saved by Ben Loggy. Here she comes again.
Look at this.
Oh.
She's outsmarting them right now. Ben Loggy is putting the ball where the defense is not, and we're not moving right now.
That's right. That's right. 18-15. It was 15-6.
Oh,
so that's a 9. That's a 9-3 run.
Some hitting error here by Gabby.
Now a 10-3 run by Holy Trinity, 18-16.
Holy Trinity is coming back.
I gotta believe Coach Davis wants a timeout maybe. Now, how many timeouts you get?
Two timeouts.
Two per set?
Per set, yep.
Okay. Another serve by Randolph. Vince Deary, saved by Randolph. Sobchak. Randolph, saved by Vince. Set by Vince. Deary. Into the net. 16-17, 1-point game. This thing was 15-6 a couple minutes ago. An 11-3 run by Holy Trinity. Here we go. Natalie Randolph on serve. Bentz.
Trouble with the serve receive.
Parkins gets it over.
Oh.
Now a hit by Randolph is out.
Holy Trinity looking for a touch call, but no one got up there to block that one.
So 19-17.
Notre Dame needed that one pretty bad.
They did. 19-17 kind of stopped the bleeding with Taryn Stevens on serve. She was big last night, but a couple of errors tonight. This one is out.
Oh, boy.
So as fantastic as she was last night, just a couple of service errors for Taryn tonight, 19-18. Right when you thought Notre Dame had Holy Trinity right where they want them, the Crusaders charge back. 1 point set, 19-18. Notre Dame won the first two. On serve is Alexa Dingman.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
And Notre Dame hits in the net. We got a tie match. Holy cow, a tie set.
Notre Dame's struggling right now. Serve received.
I can't believe that Davis hasn't called a timeout yet.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised about that.
There's the serve by Dingman. Bentz, Deary.
There you go.
Can't handle that one.
Simple as that. Get a good pass up. Put the ball down.
Again, in system. In system. Stay away from those campfires, right? Don't gather around that ball like they've been doing, watching it land right in between you. Okay, Deary on serve. Nike's lead 2019.
Nice serve, Gabby. Holy Trinity struggling with that one.
Oh, Stevens, big set. Nice hit by Bentz. Returned, though, by Randolph. Mueller blocked. Bentz to Bentz.
Nice up by Natalie.
Here comes Holy Trinity. Got it. Another coffin corner shot. Notre Dame has watched it drop down to the court. Tied at 20.
That ball was going probably 1 mile an hour, and everybody turned to look at it. No one ran to it. Oh, it's so frustrating to watch as a coach.
Well, and Notre Dame's playing what I'd call pretty shallow. I'm surprised they're playing as shallow as they are. It's always easier to move up than move back.
Well,
here comes the serve by Snot to Deary. Bentz.
Nice
little knockover by Harrell. Randolph to Deary. Here comes Deary back row. Oh. Down it goes. 21-20 Nikes.
Nice shot with the 22nd kill by Gabby.
21-20 as Subject comes back in for Holvet.
What an incredible safety net, a security blanket you got when you got Gabby Deary back row there.
Harrell, serve, offense by Holy Trinity. Box, nice hit.
Oh,
Bentz lost. Bentz and Korski just kind of got tied up.
It all started that pass.
Now we're 21-20 again.
Oh, boy.
On serve, Cassie Randolph, the senior. Boy, would she like nothing more than knock a couple of big service aces down here to put Holy Trinity back in front. Notre Dame leads 2-0. Set 3, tied at 21. Stevens defends.
Nice block. Oh, nice save.
Notre Dame almost had the save. It was blocked at the net, hit the ground. Now Holy Trinity leads 22-21. So that's 6. 13-6 run by the Crusaders since Notre Dame led 15-9. Here comes Randolph to Deary.
It's trouble.
Bentz and Bentz.
Free ball over. Holy Trinity's attacked us.
Mueller blocked. Here comes Bentz.
Get there.
Now Mueller set her down. Notre Dame's there to respond. Bentz with the hit, saved by the Crusaders.
Cassie Randolph, big hit. Back row set.
Deary back double row.
Double call on Jenna Bentz.
That's the right call.
Oh, boy.
Now Coach Davis wants a timeout with Holy Trinity leading 23-21 back with the rest of set three and maybe set four after this on Fox Sports and KBUR.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they will deliver. Need a new home appliance? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the new Speed Queen washer and dryer. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale, located on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington, Iowa.
Notre Dame wins the first two sets, and they led 15-6 in set three, but Holy Trinity came storming back, now leads 23-21, and they've got the serve behind the powerful arm of Cassie Randolph. The senior puts it in play to cousin Gabby Deary. Bentz, set, Bentz, hit, block, there it is, 24-21, set point coming up.
Gosh, Holy Trinity's got new life right now. That's the one team you don't want to give life to. Holy cow.
It's amazing you get the balls bouncing the wrong way just a few times how the tide can turn. There's a little dink serve by Randolph, defended. Bentz.
Oh.
Got the big hit, a gutsy swing by Josie Bentz. That time Holy Trinity was caught looking at the ball bouncing off the ground. Point to the Nikes, 24-22. They remain alive with Jenna Bentz on serve.
Big serve here.
Stop check.
Pass.
Randolph. To Randolph, blocked. Deary to Bentz, back row hit by Deary, coming up.
Oh!
Ace!
Oh,
kill!
Kill by Gabby from the back row.
Her 23rd, now Holy Trinity wants a timeout. We'll take another 30-second break. Back after this on Fox Sports and KBUR.
Deary Brothers Tire Center is smashing all sales records. And Brad Deary says, let's keep it rolling. Why is everyone buying tires at Deary Brothers? Easy. Our price match guarantee assures you the lowest price on every tire, every time. We've even beaten Amazon and other online tire discounters with these great extras. Free one-year road hazard coverage. Free lifetime tire rotations. Free car wash and vacuum with tires or any service.
Does Jeff Bezos wash your car? Hell no, but Brad Deary does.
Free! Brad Deary says, let's keep it rolling. We say yes to more rebates than any other tire store with our exclusive...
Cedar Rapids, the serve is in the air. Notre Dame down one in set three. Looked like a double hit by Holy Trinity, but no call. Parkins, Bentz, to Korshkin. Just rolled over the net. Great defense. Here's Sobchak to Mueller. Blocked!
Oh.
Down he goes! Tied at 24!
Holy cow. Holy cow.
Korshkin comes up huge!
Unbelievable.
Here comes the serve by Bentz. Defended by Holy Trinity. Randolph with the big hit. Parkins, Deary, back row hit. Sobchak saves it. Randolph to Randolph. Double hit is the call.
Oh, I don't agree with that call.
I tell you, you got to be kidding me. Here you got two of the best teams in the state.
Yeah. That ball wasn't even spinning.
Just hammering it out, and you're going to call a double call on Holy Trinity. As Bentz serves for the win, it's almost an ace. Randolph back to Bentz. Parkins, back row hit by Deary. Saved by Cassie Randolph. Sobchak to Benlagi. Block!
Shot by Cassie.
Tied back up at 25.
I'm sorry, by Natalie. Natalie with the kill. Oh, boy.
Wowzers. There's the volleyball gods getting Notre Dame back for that.
Yes, exactly.
Bad double hit called on Holy Trinity. Brooke Mueller serving. Puts it in play to Deary.
Nice pass, Gabby.
Bentz. Korshkin. Absolutely picked the corner. Got it down. Friesmeier does not like it.
I looked like out to me, but we don't have the good angle.
And it was right in front of the corner judge. So now Here comes Josie Vance with Notre Dame leading by one.
Oh,
Acer. To the championship they go. Off the Josie Vance ace. What an ending to an unbelievable match. Wow. What an ending to an unbelievable match.
It can't get any closer than that. Look at the scores of both, all three sets.
We knew there'd be jubilation. We knew there'd be tears. And we see both on the court tonight as Cassie Randolph finishes up a fantastic senior campaign.
The whole high school career for Cassie. That was incredible for her.
Other seniors for Holy Trinity, Anna Sobchak. And I guess Cassie and Anna are the only two seniors that wrap up a fantastic career for Holy Trinity. As Notre Dame moves on, downing the Holy Trinity Crusaders in three of the most battled sets of the state tournament. 26-24, 26-24, 27-25. On the ace serve by Josie Vince, her only ace of the night. Notre Dame only had three on the night, but oh, what a time for the big-time serve for Josie Vince and the Nikes. Notre Dame advances. We'll find out who they play during the break. We'll be back in 2 minutes with more postgame as Notre Dame advances to state, downing Holy Trinity 3-0. Here in Cedar Rapids, back after this on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360 AM. News Radio 99.3, 1490 and KBUR.com.
At Ryan Schmitz Flooring America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Ryan Schmitz. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Deary Brothers Tire Center is smashing all sales records. And Brad Deary says, let's keep it rolling. Why is everyone buying tires at Deary Brothers? Easy. Our price match guarantee assures you the lowest price on every tire, every time. We've even beaten Amazon and other online tire discounters with these great extras. Free one-year road hazard coverage. Free lifetime tire rotations. Free car wash and vacuum with tires or any service.
Does Jeff Bezos wash your car? Hell no, but Brad Deary does.
Free! Brad Deary says, let's keep it rolling. We say yes to more rebates than any other tire store with our exclusive GM tire rebate match and all available manufacturer rebates up to $200 on all major brands of tires. Deary Brothers Tire and Service Center. We've invested millions of dollars in special equipment and training, and we're open 6 days a week, including Saturdays till 1 p.m. Deary Brothers Tire and Service Center, Gear Avenue, West Burlington.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we'd like to thank our Swedish friends for bringing the buffet to America. They called it the smorgasbord, but it was a success anyway. So we started our own buffet and loaded it up with pizza, chicken, sides, salads, and cactus bread. And you can even request any pizza you want anytime you visit. We call it Buffet Your Way, because smorgasbord your way, well, that doesn't rhyme at all. Pizza Ranch. Mmm.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
And welcome back to the Alliant Energy Powerhouse, downtown Cedar Rapids. State semifinal volleyball. Notre Dame advances 3-0. If that's not the hardest fought 3-0 win I've ever seen, I don't know what is, Coach Davis. That was unbelievable.
Yeah, believe me, I don't ever want to experience that again. We're fine. Never doing that again.
Hats off to Holy Trinity. You knew that they were going to bring their best. You know, your heart goes out to Cassie Randolph. She's down here. She didn't want to. Her and Sobchak don't want to leave the court, which I don't blame them. They've been up here for at least two of their 4 years. For the Crusaders, but pretty quick. Seem to have some momentum, and Abby not in her chin. But that was kind of the turning point when she got out that momentum, but we kept fighting.
She was going for a ball in her chin. I have to put a stitch or two in there, but she's all right. We just things like that happening. I think we reacted real well to it tonight. Maddie being a freshman, she's more than capable to do about her. She's away from that, and I think that happened to play with the best of them. I think we calmed down, and then it was nice to.
Yeah, it was. That's putting it mildly. 20
breakdowns. The air is brisk, the leaves are turning and falling to the ground, all is right with the world. Hi, this is Steve from Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. We at Ritter's are pleased to announce we are having our Christmas open house Sunday, November 7th from 11 to 4. With supply chain issues dominating the news, Ritter's have been busy seeking out new and exciting gifts and decorating ideas to make your Christmas extra special. And for open house, everything is 10% off. We have permanent Christmas trees in all sizes from 18-inch tabletop trees to 9-foot trees, pre-lit with LED lights. Come in to see Ritter's unique gifts and ornaments, displays that Lynn, Daphne, and Sue have put together that will take your breath away. Ritter's has many new gift items for that hard-to-find person on your list, from rock sculptures to very cool love and flame candles and fire pits. It really is fire redefined. As always, you can stroll through the greenhouses filled with Ritter's homegrown poinsettias. Come see why this holiday season, you'll say,
"Wow, it must be by Ritter's."
Happens again after a little technical difficulty. I think too much celebration had our equipment running hot. We had to send Mike Davis off to the Iowa Girls Athletic Union press conference after the big 3-0 win by the Nikes. And we were just talking about three ridiculously hard fought sets by both teams. I mean, either team, it could have gone either way. Let's recap here. Notre Dame scored the first point in all three sets. But at one point in set one, trailed 19-15. And they came back, tied up at 20, end up winning 26-24. Set two, they score the first point. They end up trailing 18-14. So both of the first two sets, they trailed by 4 points midway through the set. Come back and win that one 26-24. Set three, Notre Dame jumps way out to a 10-5 lead, 12-6, 13-6, 15-6. And it looked like Notre Dame was going to cruise into the finals. Not so fast. Not when it's a Melissa Friesmeyer-coached Holy Trinity squad. They fought and scratched and clawed and dug and hit and bumped their way back into it, eventually taking a 24-23 lead. Notre Dame was on life support in set three. But some big hits by Gabby Deary and eventually the ace serve by Josie Bentz put Holy Trinity away. Notre Dame wins set three, 27-25. They advance to the state championship tomorrow night against Springville at 7 o'clock. We'll have all the action right here on KBUR. And what a night it should be. Notre Dame looking to defend their championship from last season. So their attack remains, or their streak remains intact. They have not lost to a 1A opponent all year long on their way to a top number one ranking, and now the defending state champs looking to win another championship tomorrow night at 7 o'clock right here in Cedar Rapids against Springville. We will have all the action right here tomorrow night, so don't miss that. For Chin Nguyen, my analyst, for Coach Mike Davis, who we lost there due to some technical difficulties, for Sam and Chris back at River Park Place, for our sponsors, Deary Brothers in West Burlington, Brad Deary Honda, and Reed's Landscaping and Turf, John Korshkin, State Farm Insurance, and Great River Health System. We thank you all for supporting Nike postseason volleyball, and I'm Casey Fleming. This has been State High School Volleyball on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360 AM, News Radio 99.3 and 1490, and KBUR.com. Good night. We'll see you tomorrow from Cedar Rapids.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they will deliver. Need a new home appliance? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the new Speed Queen washer and dryer. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale, located on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington, Iowa.
The holiday season is upon us, and Pilot Grove Savings Bank wants to remind listeners of the importance of supporting our local businesses. Just like your dollars spent locally benefit local businesses and boost the local economy, if you deposit your dollars with a community bank like Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we can turn around and make loans to your friends and neighbors. Eat, drink, shop, bank local this holiday season. We're Pilot Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This year has changed the way we all live our lives. But one thing that will not change are the great relationships with your hometown bank. I'm Connor Holzen, your real estate loan officer with Danville State Savings Bank. With your good credit, you can count on us to assist you with all your home buying needs. At the Danville State Savings Bank, when you're ready, so are we. Just give me a call. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale